Boy, yeah, played the kids in, and they looked all dressed up, just out of the bath. And I need to bring something up here, though. You remember how we started the recital, or of this whole chapter of the school and how it began? Now, you at no point yet really expressed in clear, firm terms the truly serious concept that you were, to my view anyway, that you that you came to have, or that underlay the whole business. You remember how this started? You said somebody called you up. What the hell? I'll start a law school of my own.
It sounds kind of flip, doesn't it? It sounds almost cavalier.
Well, it sounded like a snappy comeback. You know?
Well,
like you didn't. Really...
A couple things you have to understand. Number one, I wanted to teach law when I left law school. I wrote to the University of Chicago about getting a job down there, and never was able to. They didn't take me seriously. I had taught at the University of Detroit, not in the law school, but in the undergraduate school, and I taught a course called the American Constitution. And I enjoyed teaching. And really, as I said, my concept, as I began to flesh it out in early 71, was not to have a great big full-blown law school, but really to have a little evening, part-time, makeshift operation, which would be, you know, a few students sitting at the feet of Socrates. You know, you're going to have some justices of the Supreme Court who are going to have a very one-on-one or one-on-five or one-on-12 relationship with some people who wanted to study law. And frankly, I thought that was great. It was very practically oriented. They were talking to people who were in the real world of judging and practicing law and so on, and they were passing the torch of knowledge to the next generation in a very practical sort of setting. Go ahead.
There came to be, though, as the events unfolded, some dialogue that you had, as I recall, with Saint Antoine, wherein the word elitist figured very prominently. And you were going to start a school for, as I recall your phrase, journeyman lawyers. The guy that could go up above the storefront in Ironwood and carry on a law practice, if that was what the way the cards...
Oh, precisely so. And I mean, but the articulation of the dream, the articulation of the mission of the school... was really left for the time that we began to develop this prospectus, because that was one of the things they asked. What is your mission? Well, I said, isn't it enough of a mission to have a law school, a real law school? I mean, I went to law school. Nobody told me what the mission of the law school was other than to educate people to become lawyers. Does it need more of a definition of mission than that? I mean, how much do you have to say about it? And as time rolled around, the concept that it was a populist law school, that it was a law school dedicated to practical scholarship in the law, those things became the articulation of a mission which really was sort of unspoken at the outset. It was more a reflection of the kinds of people we got involved and what their attitude about learning and education was. More that than any stated mission on which everyone signed off and said, yes, I agree with that statement of purpose, that I will do. Our purposes under the corporate charter were simply to operate a law school, to be fully accredited and those kinds of words. We didn't talk about it as being populist as opposed to elitist or whatever else. And I suppose, I can tell you flat out, there have been people come to Cooley Law School who were as elitist as anyone in the world. I mean, we don't run a personality check on these folks, and we don't ask them whether they agree with our philosophy about whether you're a populist versus elitist. I mean, if you are... We had one guy in here who was although he was maybe somewhat populist, but he was a member of the It's the society, the Mensa society.
Oh.
Okay, so he's an intellectual, okay, with this big brain power, the kind of numbers you have to blow on the IQ to be a member of the Mensa society. And he was one of our students, and he sent me a letter. He wanted to get involved in the credit union here. He wanted to be on the board of directors of the credit union. And he gave me his background, which was good. He had been a banker before he came to law school and so on. But he mentions in there that he was a former member of the Mensa Society. And so when I interviewed him, I said, "Well, Brian, I see here you're a former member of the Mensa Society. What happened? Did you get dumber? Did you lose your ability?
Flunk out?